Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. I'm out at the Liberty Ford dealership in Vermilion, and happy to encourage you to come out and visit us here. There's free Arby's food. There are giveaways, fun stuff going on here. And by the way, we are going to have Brian Billick with us in about maybe 10 minutes or so, but we are so pleased to have with us right now a great friend. And by the way, it's the Liberty Ford Lincoln dealership here to come on out. In fact, I'm looking at a beautiful, beautiful Lincoln vehicle right in front of me in this showroom. It's an all-wheel drive, real sweet-looking car. So this of the five Liberty dealerships is one where you can not only buy Ford products but also Lincoln. All right, our good friend is Scott Petrek, and he covers the Browns for the Elyria Chronicle-Telegram. He joins us in studio. Scott, how you doing, brother?
Hey, I'm good, Vic.
All right, so Scott, why don't we try to put in perspective, just if you can, now that you've had a little, maybe a couple of days to let it marinate, what we saw Sunday in Foxborough, Mass, even though it's one of four losses in a row, and even though it's part of a seven-loss-in-eight-game stretch for this Browns team, how do you think it impacts anything and everything going forward, if it does to you?
Yeah, I mean, obviously you want to win that game, but it feels different. It feels a lot different than that Jacksonville loss the week before, when, again, the defense let one get away, but it was, you know, an inferior opponent. Chad Henne at the quarterback. This just felt different, and I kind of understood what, you know, I talked to Jaquel Jackson right after the game, and he was more upbeat than I expected because he saw all the good things. He saw the defense, you know, keep Tom Brady out of the end zone for almost three quarters. He saw them have a 12-point lead with less than 3 minutes left, and then all the stuff that had to go wrong just for the Browns to lose that game. So I understand the positive vibes, and, you know, it's when you go against Tom Brady and Bill Belichick on the road and you walk away thinking we should have won that game, I think that is a sign of progress. Now, with three games left, that progress has to show up, to me, in at least a couple of wins. Yeah, I think they need to get to six wins to show the improvement from last year's five wins.
Do you think, though, that it matters for this team's direction in 2014 and for what they're capable of in 2014 to actually win some games here at the end of the year?
I do. You know, and I think that's an argument that you can have, and I understand the other side of it. But for a franchise that has only had the one winning season since 2002 and that loses double digits every year, to me, the real tangible progress is in victories, and whether or not they come at the beginning of the season or the end of the season. When you get to the end and you can say, okay, six wins is better than five, to me that shows progress, and especially when it's been seven out of eight. If you can win, let's say, two out of the last three, then you can say, okay, we stopped the bleeding. But if you go into the offseason, nine out of 11 or whatever it could be, that doesn't look like progress. And I know you can point to specific areas, but, you know, we know that at the end of the day, it's wins and losses. So I think it's important for the young guys to show, you know what, we can win at the end of the season. We've gotten better in the only category that really matters, and that's the wins.
We're visiting with Scott Petrek. He covers the Browns for the Elyria Chronicle-Telegram. And as they get ready to face this Bears team, I think I see some opportunity here, though, too. It's the final home game. I think that means a great deal because I think the fans want a lasting impression from this team. And I still believe a legit case is made of progress being made, of improvement, that we could talk about legitimately five guys who could be going to the Pro Bowl mm-hmm. for this football team, knowing their cap situation and knowing that we could expect them to go into the draft and free agency ready to make those acquisitions. It's important, though, I think, to show the home crowd one in this final opportunity for 2013 what they're truly about.
You know, I agree. And, that, you know, and Chud brought that up. That's how he started his press conference today, which I thought was important. He gets that. He gets it. You know, these fans have stuck with them and stuck with this team. And to go out with that win would be important for them. And, you know, we in the locker room today, you know, guys like free agent like T.J. Ward said, he's thought of the fact that this might be his last home game, you know, with the Browns. So it does mean something for it to be the last game. And then, you know, obviously they still have to go on the road for those two. But if the Browns could pull off this win, which obviously Chicago's playing for something, and then build, you know, then go into the last two, you know, Jaquel Jackson after the game said he thinks they could sweep the last three. And obviously you need to beat Chicago. But that would be a huge win because Chicago's playing for something. They're on the road. They're coming off a big Monday night win. I think that could springboard the Browns to the last two games, and then, you know, we could talk about if it matters next year or not, but I think it would be a huge win.
As you look at it, where do you come in on the win now versus draft position? Because with the way everything is bunched up, a couple of wins could take the Browns, if they don't win another game, there are a lot of scenarios that would have them picking second overall. Yeah. And if they do win, let's say, two of the games, they could be picking as high as 14th or 15th. So that is a pretty significant gap.
It really is. I've always come down and you got to win the games. I think the rest of it works itself out. If you're two, I mean, if you know, if the Browns play as hard as they can and lose, then okay, you embrace the fact that they're two and maybe they get the number one quarterback that they want. If they win the games, then you say, you know what? Our talent evaluators are going to find the best quarterback that fits for us. And if he's at 14, there's going to be a good quarterback at 14.
Sure.
He might not be Andrew Luck, whoever, you know, who the number one quarterback is on your board, but there's going to be a good guy, and it's your job to find that guy. And the Browns also have that extra piece from Indianapolis where they can slide up, you know, a few spots if they need to. So is I know some fans like to focus on that drafting so much, but to me the wins, the building the culture, getting the wins – are more important, and it's a whole attitude. I don't think you can think about the draft at all, and then what you do is you show up in April or May and take the best pick you have and do what the best you can with that.
Sure. You know, it's interesting because that is a discussion point that's out there for this Browns team, because I think it's clear to everybody this is a better football team, regardless of what the record says, than it was a year ago. The one thing, though, that they have not been able to do all season is run the football, and here come the Chicago Bears to town, a team that have allowed a 100-yard rusher in six straight games. It looks like Willis McGahee won't be able to go this weekend, so do you expect to see Chris Obanaya carrying the mail, a split between him and Whitaker, and is this the game that the Browns finally have a good ground game?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a split, you know, probably 50-50 between Obi and Whitaker. And, you know, I expect the Browns to get 100 yards because Chicago's that bad.
Yep.
I mean, they're that bad. And now the key is if the Browns can get a lead, then you'll see them really try to salt the game, you know, salt away the game by running the ball. Now, you know, we talk all this time, and I know that you have to have a better running back and you have to have a better running game. But this team is always going to be throw first.
Sure.
When you have Jordan Cameron and Josh Gordon, it really doesn't matter who's quarterback. And those are have to be your two top targets, and you have to get them the ball. So I think sometimes we overblow the fact that they don't have great running stats, but I think this is a game where if the Browns can get an early lead in the bad weather, then it's the time to turn the ball over in the second half and run, and wear down Chicago.
Scott, has Jason Campbell, or can he, through these remaining three games, made enough of a case for himself to be in the quarterback mix for 2014?
Yeah, you know what? I think it was critical that he came back after that concussion to play the kind of game he did in New England, because he played the first two starts, were great. Everybody's talking the 100 ratings. And then he had a bad game against Cincinnati when he was playing with the ribs. And then Pittsburgh game was okay. They didn't put any points up, and then he left with the concussion. So I think there were a lot of people, maybe not in the building, but if you're just from the outside looking in, saying, okay, well, we saw him play great, and now he's back to Jason Campbell and kind of left. We're ready to move on from him. I think that game in New England said, hey, don't forget about me. I should be in this mix. So I think it's really interesting how that whole position is going to play out, because, you know, what I would expect is you get Hoyer, Campbell, and then you draft a young guy and say, okay, if the young guy's not ready, we'll go with one of these two guys. But I think you probably have a battle for who's going to be number one of those two guys, assuming Hoyer's healthy. So I think Jason Campbell put himself right back in the mix, and he proved again that when he's healthy and it's ribs, concussion, he can be a legitimate starter in this league. And Joe Thomas said that, and Brandon Marshall said it when we talked to him on the conference call.
He's played three great games this season. Yeah. Three games where he has combined eight touchdowns and no interceptions.
I mean, that's what you mean.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, thank you so much, Scott, for taking the time to join us in the studio there with your great knowledge and breakdown. And I know we're going to do it again soon, my friend.
All right, thanks, guys.
He is Scott Petrak from the Elyria Chronicle-Telegram. Coming up next is Brian Billick. We'll get him on the line from Fox Sports and NFL Network. He is on the call for Sunday's game against the Chicago Bears at First Energy Stadium for Fox Sports. We want to hear what he has to say in studying this Browns team and get his overall insights about the quarterback position. Really, few men know it better. I'm Vic Carucci, broadcasting to you from Liberty Ford in Vermilion. It's Liberty Ford Lincoln dealership, so come on out and see what they got in the way of great, beautiful new Ford vehicles and Lincoln vehicles. Great stock. So it's a great time to buy. That's what they'll always tell you. Lots of stock. That means you're going to come in and get some great deals. Here in Vermilion, as part of our tour of the Liberty Ford family, and they are family to us. We've got much more coming up. Nathan Zagura and the Dog Bowl in Berea. You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.